The NPP has directed that all its flags are to fly at half masts across the country as the party mourns with the family of its Upper East Regional Chairman, Adams Mahama. A statement signed by the General Secretary, Kwabena Japong, said the party is shocked and saddened by the acid attack that led to the sudden death of Mr. Mahama. The statement condemns the criminal act and hopes the police will act swiftly in bringing the perpetrators of the heinous crime to face the law. Mr. Japong called on party faithful to remain calm and trust the security agencies to ensure justice.
The chairman of the NPP Northern Caucus in Parliament, Boniface Gambela, has condemned the attack on the party's Upper East Regional Chairman. He said the attack is mind-boggling and has therefore called for all to stay calm as investigations continue.
We are sad. It's a disaster on us. We are sad hit. We don't understand why people should be so idiotic. We are thinking we are in a human society, yet others are in animal society. Even today, animals are thinking better.
You describe this as a barbaric attempt. I believe as a political party, you are working towards serving the people, and that's voluntary. No one is forcing anyone to do it. So why do you think people will be pushed to that extent?
I'm yet to find out if the act was done as a result of party matter. I'm yet to find out that. So it's a little bit difficult to respond appropriately to that. If it is a party matter, I will know how to approach it or what to say. But we have to just hold on and listen to the investigations before to know whether is it personal hatred, is it an issue of somebody doing something somewhere, and if it is about party, why is it a party? In fact, it's not a party matter because there's no any structure in the party that stands against another structure. It's individuals who are rather standing maybe against each other.
Well, this is not the first time the NPP is being hit by this prior to the 2016 election. Do you think Ghanaians are really confident in the party at this stage?
I don't think it should be linked, because this kind of thing, I don't like saying it, but I'm forced to say it. It is not the first time. It has happened before. Under CPP, it happened. Under Rawlings, it happened. Under Kufuor, similar things happened.
So are you saying that killing is just an everyday thing for political parties and in politics?
No, that's not exactly what I'm saying. I'm trying to analyze the question you asked, that people will not have confidence in MPP that we want to come and rule. And I'm trying to say that people should not think about that at all.
Do you believe Mr. Adams had enemies?
Enemies? This tells us that there were enemies, but I didn't believe.
Meanwhile, the party hierarchy is preparing to give the deceased chairman a befitting burial.
We are giving the police the time. At the moment, our attention is on Adams and his family. And we are trying, you know, the distance. So we are trying to get closer. We are just trying to see how the fastest transport we can get to Bolgatanga. So we just arranging a sitting a couple of meetings. I was with Baunga today, and we've been doing discussion. And you see, he's a Muslim. So we are trying to go through the Islamic honors and formalities and to be able to see how we don't violate certain rules. So that is the complication here. Adam's children are here, and the wife, I think, is here, the brother, and we've been discussing. One of the children also had a shock, and I think the hospital took care of him or her. And so we are preparing to be in close touch.
This has been a very devastating day for you, right?
Exactly so, my brother, to most of us, because it's the most stupid and idiotic animalistic thing to happen. But this is somebody who was fighting for the next best government to come into power, just for this country, not for himself. Adams is a businessman, and he says he wants a good government to come into power. That's all, and people are against him.
That was the chairman of the NPP Northern Caucus in Parliament, Boniface Gambela.
A senior lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Bosman Asari, says the acid attack on the NPP's Upper East Regional Chairman Adams Mahama is a major indictment on Ghana's democratic credentials. He believes the attack and death will serve as a lesson for the major political parties to stop preventing the police from punishing party members who cause mayhem. Dr. Asari called on the police and leadership of the NPP to take steps to prevent any reprisal attacks. Speaking to Radio Ghana, he noted that the current development may affect the party's chances in 2016 if the wranglings within it are not handled well.
This is a major indictment on our democracy. Broadly, we should expect that things that are criminal, we should understand them from that particular perspective. We know over the years, parties have been able to ensure that whenever there is an internal problem, instead of allowing the police to handle that, and they try to do some management of the issues internally. But this one has really gone very bad. So my thinking is that the parties are really going to learn a lesson from it. Normally, when the leadership of the party issues a statement that the police should start cracking the whip on individuals who are misbehaving, that's when you hear the police coming in. But as you said, for many years, some of these things have been shrouded in secrecy, kept at the party level. But as a country thinking about development, these are things that should be left. You need to allow the law enforcement officers to deal with matters of this nature.
But what are the security implications of this incident for the nation as a whole?
What it means is that all of us are not safe. In other words, once people do not share your worldview, once they disagree with you and they think something can be done, instead of using legal means, ideational, dialoguing, etc., to settle some of these issues, and people can resort to some violent means. So what it means is that as a country, we are not so secure. I was expecting that with what happened in the Upper East region, certain signals should have been picked by the intelligence agencies, even the party intelligence, for some of things of this nature. I think they should have been prevented.
Should we fear of reprisal attacks?
This is likely to happen because this man happened to be very influential. He may also have his supporters. For the fact that he was the party chairman, if the leadership of the party, we are not able to do a very good job, I think we are going to have a lot of challenges on our hands.
A senior lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Bosman Asare.